Welcome back to another episode of Anxiously Artistic. I am your host, Dr. Alondra Sheely, and I'm not doing any introductions today. I first want to say, black women, especially firstborn daughters, how are we doing? As one myself, I don't even know how I can answer that. How are we doing? I felt so compelled to even post today, and what I'm doing right now is not even on my docket of things to post. I have other podcasts planned. In fact, I have other that I intended to post, but I think I need to get this one out first and foremost. We are now a few days post election results, and Claude have mercy. I don't know. I don't know how I'm doing. And it's not that I'm shocked or surprised or anything. I'm going to tell you what I think got me. The same day, I had been avoiding the results. My daughter decided she was going to text me, tell me about what her friends were saying at school. And I was just like, I could rumble. But what got me was shortly afterwards, I received news that I was being laid off. Let me tell you. I was not well. And for about 5 minutes, I cried. I called my husband, tore up from the floor up, and he was being super nice. Not that he's not nice, but I knew by like our text messages and what he was saying, because I was telling him I need to go out in the woods, right? And he was being extremely accommodating. I was like, he knows something that he knows that I don't know or that I'm avoiding. And it was the election results. And he was just like, tell me what you need, baby. And I was just like, you know what? God bless that man. But I called him. And he was just like, look, we're about to have a plan. Okay? Don't worry about it. We good. And he's right. We good. But like, it was more, clearly it wasn't necessarily about the money, right? I had that job for like, or will have because I'm not done yet. And there are other things on the side of this, on the other side of this. But I had the job a few months and it just gave me a sense of purpose. Like I was at the university, but not in the capacity of teaching, which is something I wasn't necessarily sold on. I was doing coordination and research, which I was just like, hey, I like this. I like this a lot. And it was just really effed up how it came about. And it was by no fault of the person that I was working with. It's just the bummy ass situation that goes on in the college that I graduated from. And it's just, I hate to say it is what it is because I don't want to be so resigned, right? My coworker said something the day she called me that resonated with me so well. She said, I no longer want to suffer well. Hallelujah. I no longer want to suffer well. And I'm just like, that's exactly how I feel. I feel like I've just been chomping at the bit with things and letting things wear me down to the point that I'm numb. I no longer want to be numb. I don't want that because I think that I am a pretty compassionate individual, right? But just years have gone by where I have been browbeaten and honestly beaten down due to the educational system that was already going downhill to begin with, especially for black folk, for people with disabilities, with other learning capabilities. Like, it was already not great. And here we are, you know, dealing with the same stuff that I have dealt with for the past 11-ish years with this particular university and definitely at the college level, because, you know, I can't remember how many particular colleges my campus has, but I know the one that I'm housed in and have been housed in has just been a maelstrom of foolishness since I've been there. And I've allowed circumstances to just take the wind out of my sails when it came to it. Not necessarily getting angry, or I get mad at some things and then just going about my business, because at the end of the day, nobody has my back. I gotta have it. And that has definitely been, I won't say that. The people that have had my back at that university, in that department, have been other folk that look like me, right? That came from a household where they had each other's back. Other than that, I've been thrown under the bus. I've been lied to. I've been all of these things. So whatever we going through presently ain't nothing new. It's far from it. Like, I've always said that my university is a microcosm of the leadership of this nation. And I'll be doggone if it just, if I have not been wrong about that. I've been saying it for years. I just, I'm fine now. I talk to my family. And they have been like, oh, you sound so much better. And it's just like, because I'm going to be all right. Speaking of which, I literally posted on my Instagram as well as my TikTok. And if you aren't following me, you should be. JK. But I posted an imagery where I found these beautiful black women at church. Looked like a revival, actually. Hands in the air. And I superimposed, we going to be all right. We going to be aight on top of it. And I absolutely love that image. I'm thinking about printing it and hanging it on my wall. Because it's a testament to black women's resilience. In the church, out of the church, in this nation, out of this nation, with this nation's economy or without it. We got us. We got our faith, whatever that faith may be. I know mine is in Jesus Christ. But there have been several scriptures that have popped up just rushing through my head. And I don't have the exact scripture numbers for them particularly. But there's just one that just keeps resonating with me, that I have never seen the righteous beg for bread. And I'm just like, you know what? You're right. I haven't had to beg for bread. Now, I've had to maybe ask. Actually, I don't even think I've had to do that, because we've always been provided for. And that is where I'm at with this. We've always provided. We've always found way. We exist in survival mode. But that is the thing I think I'm tired of. I'm tired of just existing in survival mode. I'm tired of suffering well. And I think the Lord has called me out for the past 12 plus months to go ahead and rest. Go ahead and rest. Because he knew. Obviously, he knew this was coming. But I have been at the point where I can't get flustered. I can't get frustrated. And if I do get frustrated, what am I doing with that frustration? What am I doing with that anger? Right? That's something I need to take and fuel into my business. And I do. But I don't need to just be ideating. Your girl needs to go beyond. I need to talk my shit. Right? I can't use this time as a time for distraction. And to lose focus of what I got going on and what I said that I was going to do for myself and how I was going to start showing up for me. This definitely is not the time to cower back from that. Absolutely not. This ain't the time for you either, sis. Like, we got work to do. We got work to do for ourselves. Okay? We got safe spaces to create. We got archives to make. We've got so much to do. And it's not gonna get done worrying about what this nation is trying to do to continually screw us. It's just not gonna get done that way. I'm gonna be selfish for a minute, and I'm gonna work on that. I'm gonna work on really trying to push my art, trying to push myself beyond measures. There are so many things that I want to do on my like creative bucket list, and it's not gonna get done sulking. I'm using this as a driver to keep pushing, baby. Putting one foot in front of the other. I have seen some dim and some dismal days in my past. There have been things I have completely gone without. But I've never gone without my necessities. I have always maintained those. Always had those. The Lord has always been on my side when it came down to it. So, I just want to check in. See how y'all doing. Take a deep breath with me. Bracing for impact is somewhere we've been before. If indeed that is where we are going. Know that you are cherished and you are loved and you are appreciated. And if you ever need someone to hear you out, I am here. I have stood in the gap for so many people. I have been the ear and the shoulder for others. And I do not mind at all if you need a space to just be and exist. We need that. While we may be devastated and stunned, I don't think we are at all surprised at the tactics and the antics that go on in this nation that consistently does its fair job to not represent us and our need. But we do. It's been a week. It's been a week. And I'm going to get back to our regularly scheduled program very soon. But I realize that I am going to have to change some things and maybe alter my trajectory just a hair. But when I tell you I'm not finna be worried, I'm not worried. I'm here if you need me. I know this was brief, but it was just, I needed a moment or two to process my thoughts. But we're gonna be all right. Anyway, I love you. And until next time, bye.